bullfrog.
All right.
And him, I'd tell it was a bullfrog.
What, I can tell this is not your favorite part of the interview. What do you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
All right. Do you know different types of worms?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. All right. A hard shell thing that pulls its neck and its legs in?
Snails.
No, big thing.
Turtle.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of turtle that lives on dry land or similar to a turtle?
Tortoise.
All right. A kind of thing, looks a little like a lobster, that you find in freshwater streams.
Crabs.
No, it's got claws. It's like a crab. And when you turn over a rock, it might swim away backwards.
Oh.
We'll be off this page.
Jellyfish.
Next page.
I just made that up, trying to get...
No.
Swims backwards. Crabs. I know what it is. Tell me not to eat. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, begins C-R-A-W, maybe.
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
Or crayfish.
Which would you say?
Huh, I don't know, now that you ask. I think I'd say a crawfish.
All right. What is the little fan-tailed animal that's pink and curled up and people often eat them?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought several of them, you say, I'm going to buy 2 pounds of...
Shrimp.
Okay. What is the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light?
Candlefly.
Mm-hmm. And the kind that gets into your clothes and eats holes?
Moth.
And if you had several, you'd have?
5 moths.
Mm-hmm. Insect that you often see in the summer that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bugs.
Do you ever call them anything else?
I've heard fireflies.
Where have you heard that?
I don't know, but I always said lightning bugs.
Do people in Huntsville say
that? I always say lightning bugs, I think.
Okay. A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and 2 pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damp places, and it eats mosquitoes. It does not bother people, as far as I know.
Start all over on that one.
It's a fairly large thing. It has 2 pairs of shiny wings. Around water. Eats mosquitoes.
Crickets?
No, it's bigger than a cricket.
What's it begin with?
Well, there are so many different terms, it's hard to say. Its most common name is dragonfly. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes.
Do you know any other names for that?
It's different than a house doctor, isn't it?
What is a house doctor?
I don't know. I really don't.
But you
just heard of them.
You've heard of something called a house doctor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was one of those helicopter-looking things.
Well, that sounds like it, so maybe that's it. Okay. What about stinging insects?
Bees, wasp.
Was that one wasp?
It's as many as you want to be, because I pronounce them both.
Okay, good.
Wasp, bees. Sweat bees. Bumblebees. Social bees, sweat bees. Boy, they'll sting you when you're not looking. You never heard of a sweat bee?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are.
Very, very, very tiny. Well, they're much smaller than a regular, normal-sized bee. Mm. They'll sting, they'll land on you, they love to eat people. I mean to bite, sting people.
Mm.
Hornets.
I think I want to eat them, yes.
Hornets.
All right. And then the kind that builds nests in the ground. And it's the Georgia Tech mascot.
Excuse me, I'm not from Georgia.
Well, you might have heard of them.
I'm not Georgia Tech or the Bulldogs, or not.
No, that's Georgia. It's
Yellow Jackets.
Yes, all right. Do you know that as a type of insect?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a kind that makes nests out of dirt and some people...
Dirt daubers.
Do they sting?
No, supposedly not.
Some people say they do and some say
no,
they don't.
No, I've always been told they won't hurt you.
Well, what are the things that bother people in the summertime that bite?
Wasp.
No, this... Not, they don't sting, they just bite and suck your blood.
Mosquitoes. Chiggers.
What's a chigger?
Chigger's a red bug. That's what you get when you've been wallowing in the grass all day.
It's